This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, November 27th. God's word to you today is, faith performs. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 9, verses 11 and 12, and it says, God gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles. When handkerchiefs or aprons that had merely touched his skin were placed on sick people, they were healed of their diseases, and evil spirits were expelled. This is a really special season. Release your faith and place point of contact items to where you want God to unleash his power and his miracles. As you step out in faith and you place point of contact items before God, the Lord will see your faith and God will release his power into your situation. After one of our point of contact services, someone testified anonymously about their daughter who had been born with an eye defect. The condition was a challenge to the family because the girl in question was still a baby. The family was far way up northern Nigeria, while the person testifying was in Lagos. The person said he or she attended one of our point of contact services and by faith took a handkerchief to God as a point of contact to God's power. The person then placed the same handkerchief on his or her own eye as a point of contact to the baby girl miles away, and God came through for them. The eye defect was corrected supernaturally. Amazing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as you deploy the point of contact items in faith, there will be healing. There will be cleansing. There will be deliverances. Evil spirits will be expelled and repelled. Doors will open unto you of their own accord in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Moses, while leading the children of Israel to the promised land, came to Marah, and the water was bitter. Exodus 15:25 says, So Moses cried out to the Lord for help, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. Moses threw it into the water, and this made the water good to drink. Moses used a stick as a point of contact to God's power, and the water became sweetened. Every bitterness in your life will encounter God's touch in this season and be made sweet in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember the sons of the prophets, the same ones that laughed at Elisha. After Elisha had paid the price and gotten the double portion, the same sons of the prophet came to Elisha for permission to build a bigger accommodation. 2 Kings 6, verse 5 and 6 say, But as one of them was cutting a tree, his axe head fell into the river. Oh, sir, he cried, it was a borrowed axe. Where did it fall? The man of God asked. When he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick and threw it into the water at that spot. Then the axe head floated to the surface. Elisha used the stick as a point of contact for the release of the axe head. And the Bible says, the stick went down, and the axe head floated, was released. That same power is available for you today. Only believe and act in faith. Let us pray. Father, I declare that I will experience unusual miracles in this season. Every item I have put before you has become a channel of your unlimited power. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.